John.
Good afternoon, mate. How are you?
Good to talk to you again.
Likewise.
We spoke to John on Monday about Gertie, who's a cross between a black Labrador and a collie. And I suppose I'll read the email again, John. It's probably the best thing to do. It just delivers the story. This email concerns the Darcy family, Strabally, County Waterford. Ray, the dad, was actually on as a guest of yours on Today FM a couple of years ago. He was. Ray and his wife Anne lost their beautiful daughter Mairead in a tragic motorsport accident on St. Stephen's Day. This has been devastating for the family and they're trying to cope as best they can. The family pet Gertie, a beautiful black lab, has been a great source of comfort to them since the death of Mairead, as Mairead always took Gertie for her daily walk run. She loved Gertie and Gertie loved her back. Unfortunately, on Thursday morning last, Gertie disappeared and there has been no sighting of her despite extensive searches of the neighbourhood. We feel that Gertie may have been stolen. This has caused more heartbreak for the Darcy family and we would appeal to whoever has her to please, please, please bring her back. And we discussed Gertie and she's actually a cross between a lab and a collie, 3 years old. And she just off down the fields and disappeared. And you'd put her up on Facebook and you'd mounted searches and all that. So were you sort of losing hope?
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday morning when I was in work and I just thought the dog was gone. We'd never see her return again.
Yeah.
But fortunately, my father rang a man by the name of Billy Crowley that's in the Coast Guard. And he went out to the cliffs and he actually heard her movement appears. He thought it was actually a seagull, I believe. And next thing, when he climbed down the cliff a little bit, he could then see her. So then all systems go. I was at work at 4 o'clock yesterday, or just after four, and literally, I couldn't believe it. Like, my team literally went silent as my phone rang. Like, it was phenomenal, the feeling when we got the word that Gertie was okay, like, you know?
Right, well, she was okay, but she was down on a sort of a platform down on a cliff face, and that's where the Coast Guard comes in. So Billy spotted her, and Brian Fleming is on the line there. He's from a Coast Guard based in Bunmahan in Waterford. How are you doing, Brian?
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too.
So you got the call yesterday evening.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Billy actually let me know he was going out there, and he said, look, I'll have a look in the area and I'll give you a shout back there every 20 minutes, just let you know where I am and I'm okay. Like, so sure enough, the second phone call came in and he said, we're going to be busy for the evening. So we contacted our coordination centre in Dublin and they said, look, go down, assess it, see what you can do. So we went down, we met with Ray, and Ray came down the fields with us, and we had a look, and after a while there, we discovered she was there, and we had to make up what we'd do. So we said, get back onto the coordination centre, and they said, yeah, you have the task, and go ahead and do it. So I contacted Paul Welsh, then the officer in charge in Tremor, and I said, can you send us up a couple of lads as well? Because we knew it was going to be a long climb, even though the cliff itself was only maybe 40 or 50 feet. But the climb to get to the 40, you see a slope and all the way down, so
okay,
we probably had a couple of hundred of feet of rope out, like, so we kind of knew it would be a long, kind of slow climb.
Right.
But, we set up the climbers, and shortly before 8 o'clock, we had the dog back, so we're all delighted.
So two climbers went down?
Yeah, we'd set up three climbers. We'd set up, one is called the breaststroke. So we'd set him up so he can go to the cliff edge and kind of hang out over and watch the other two climbers going down, so he can make sure everything's okay.
Right, okay.
And he can relay back to us, and we have a kind of hauling system on the top then that
right.
we can work with, you know.
And Gertie then, how was Gertie winched back up?
Yeah, I've got a radio call from the ground and they said, look, the dog is down here and she's running around, so all is good down here. So we have a system there, kind of a bag thing we made up ourselves there, especially for the job.
Right.
And we have a hauling system then, you know, we can regulate what weights we're hauling. And so we'd haul up the rescue climber and the dog at the same time. Both of them would come up the cliff, and the other climber would descend. He'd climb himself with so they all would come up together, you know.
And John, had a crowd gathered then by the time Gertie was back up?
I came home from Dublin last evening. When I came down the road, I went to drive in the gate of the house. I couldn't get in. There was literally the wildest mother was in our house last night. So I literally just abandoned the car down in the yard and literally just ran up. And I literally, Gertie was like a celebrity with everyone around her, like, you know. Yeah. So absolutely, it was absolutely phenomenal to see the whole community come together to get Gertie safely returned to the house, you know.
Yeah, and your dad's on the line there. How are you, Ray?
Not too bad, no, Ray, thanks.
Yeah, good.
How are you?
Good to talk to you again, yeah.
Nice to talk to you, Ray.
Look, very sorry about your daughter, Mairead. And I think when John was on Monday, and we got a huge reaction to it, people realised that Gertie was a link between the family and Mairead.
Well, Gertie went everywhere with Mairead.
Yeah.
And even to all of us, we all love Gertie.
Mm.
Every evening I come home from work, Gertie's 2 paws up on the wall, waiting for me to give her something out of my lunchbox. Yeah. She'd see me going to work and coming home and coming for a drive in the Jeep with me. Driving the Jeep over around the fields, looking for rabbits.
And then that happened last night, I believe, when you were driving her back up.
When we got dirty, when we opened the bag, the Brian and the lads opened the bag, she jumped up. She was a bit started in my face. Then Raymond, I said, you drive the Jeep across the field there now. I was with him. And she was actually trying to jump out. It was dark, but she probably could smell rabbits.
Yeah.
She wanted to go again. And then when we got to the house, Anne came out thinking that Gertie, I suppose, was not
frail,
well enough.
I suppose, yeah.
And Gertie jumped out and ran into the kitchen, delighted with herself.
Yeah. How do you reckon she got down there, Ray?
I'd say she was after a rabbit, Ray.
Right.
I'd say she was running after a rabbit, and the rabbit ducked, or a rabbit ran into a bar on the edge of the steps, and she couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Could have been slippery or wet, and she kept going on down.
Isn't it great that the community down in Stradbally gathered round you and everybody desperately wanted to find Gertie?
Everyone wanted to find Gertie. I put it on Dundeel and I was getting more calls, Gertie missing on Dundeel, and I don't be on Facebook, but the children had it on Facebook, and I was getting calls from Waterford to Donegal.
Yeah.
And I'd ring John and I'd say, John, will you check that out on Facebook? And even yesterday morning I got a call from a woman and I said, John, I think that's Gertie. I was after forgetting, had she any white on her, but she'd no white on her. But John said, no, that's not her, but she was very like her.
Right, yeah. Well, so what now for Gertie? Because if she did it once, she may do it again.
Well, we have a little terrier as well called Ducey. And John is blaming Ducey for bringing her off.
Right, leading her astray.
A funny thing happened last night when we came home into the kitchen. Usually when you'd be petting Gertie before and rubbing her, Ducey would attack you. But last night, Ducey didn't mind. He was licking her.
Ah, isn't that lovely?
He was licking her all over. He was late to have her back too.
Yeah. And Brian there from the Coast Guard, like, Will has been down there. It was Ballyvoney Beach.
Ballyvoney, just off to the east of that there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lovely place.
But it's rough terrain, isn't it?
It's rough terrain there. We, lucky enough there, we have a new vehicle there in the Coast Guard. It's a Polaris, it's called. It's like a quad that you can put 3 people into and carry gear on the back of. So we had no bother at all access to the cliff top or anywhere around there. So, yeah, no, we had the, that's the best thing. We have the good gear to do it, like, you know, so.
Great.
It makes it easier.
It's sort of a happy ever after story for Gertie.
Brilliant, yeah. No, from our side of it, we were just, you know, we're delighted with the rescue, but we're more delighted for the Darcy family that they have their pets back there. They're an absolutely lovely family and well known in the area.
And John, you want to show your appreciation for the local Coast Guard?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, there's just one or two things I want to say. I just want to first of all say Anne Avon is now Gertie's agent. So if anyone wants to see Gertie, you have to go through Anne. But then I also want to thank Gemma Murphy, the local vet. She came down to the site to make sure Gertie was okay on her day off, probably her only day off now that we're in calving season.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, the J Club put up a post last night on the Stradbally J Club put up a post last night about Gertie, and they got a phenomenal reaction. So they're now going to do a fundraiser on the 25th of March in Stradbally J Club, a quiz night. So I would appeal to anyone that can get in a car and come to Stradbally J Club to come.
Okay.
What there will be loads and loads of activities put together.
And will Gertie be there? That's the important
Gertie
thing.
Gertie will be there, but you'll have to pay to get to see her. There's nothing for free off Gertie.
They'll be getting selfies with Gertie there.
Absolutely.
You can charge €1 each.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we as a family would just like to thank everyone for all their help. We're not going to mention anyone in particular. We just want to thank everyone for their help. And just it was a great... It was a great display of community spirit the last few days, and especially last night as I drove down to the house. It was amazing to see everyone around the place, you know, and everyone so happy. You know, people that you ordinarily wouldn't see, everyone was so excited.
Right.
You know?
I'm so delighted that Gertie's back. And thanks, John. And well done, Brian, and the Coast Guard there from Bunman. And Ray Darcy.
Thanks, Ray.
Mind yourself, won't you? Mind yourself, Ray.
Thanks very much.
Okay,
thank you.
Good talking to you.
No worries, thank you.
Bye.